From Jinden to Tarago, Bungendore to Nelligan, Braidwood FM, your local radio station.
You're listening to 88.9 FM, and this is Amber Joy Poulton, and I play the role of Loretta Lynn in A Coal Miner's Daughter, and we're bringing this beautiful theatre show to Queen Bean Performing Arts Centre on Saturday the 28th of October. If you love country music, you'll adore this show with songs by Loretta Lynn, Patsy Cline, Dolly Parton, Tammy Wynette, Willie Nelson, Conway Twitty and more. And you'll definitely hear me sing this next song if you book your tickets now at coalminersdaughter.com.au or at the Queen Bean Performing Arts Centre. I'll see you at the show.
And good morning, Gordon back again, Braidwood FM 88.9. And I'm pleased to say that we actually have Amber Joy Poulton on the line, who's going to talk about the show, The Coal Miner's Daughter, plus a few other things. Good morning, Amber.
Good morning. Always funny and strange hearing your own voice on the radio.
I bet it is. I know we all cringe sometimes when we hear our own voice, but I guess we do get used to it at some point.
For sure.
Well, thanks for joining us, and we're going to talk about other things, but also Coal Miner's Daughter, which is the show that you're bringing to Queen Bean on the 28th of October, which, you know, we're all looking forward to. And I guess maybe we just start with how it's all come together, and what have you been up to?
Yeah, well, I like saying Queen Bean. It's like bringing the queen of country music to Queen Bean. It's got a nice little ring to it.
It certainly has.
We haven't been there before, so we're pretty excited.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah, and the venue sounds really lovely.
Yes.
So we're really excited. There's about six of us in the show.
Yep.
Of course, I play the role of the coal miner's daughter, Loretta Lynn.
Yep.
And we have a fabulous woman called Lizzie Moore from Brisbane. She plays the role of Patsy Cline. We have Dennis Sermon in the role of Conway Twitty, and he also performs some Willie Nelson songs. And, I mean, because Loretta Lynn had such a huge career, of course she has collaborated throughout those years with some huge names like Patsy Cline and Willie Nelson and Conway Twitty, but also Dolly Parton.
Yes.
And Tammy Wynette. So we cover all of that in the show. So it's really like, I wrote the show many years ago, and it kind of weaves the story of her life, the friendships she made, the challenges that she went through in her life, but also just through song, because she wrote her own songs.
Yes.
So it's super easy for me to say a few lines and then dive right into the song, which tells the story itself.
And look, you know, she had a huge career, didn't she, with something like 24 number one hit singles and 11 number one albums over a very long career. So she was very impressive.
Mean, yeah, I think also because she started so young.
Young. Yep.
Yeah, I mean, personally, in her personal life, she had all these challenges, like being raised in the hills of Kentucky and desperately wanting to get out of that life. And so she got married really young, and she got married at 14 years of age, which is just unthinkable now.
Oh, yes.
But probably the thing to do back then if you were in that situation. But because she got married so young, she obviously hadn't been given the birds and bees chat.
Yes.
And so she didn't really know how she was getting pregnant, so she just kept on having them without understanding how this magical conception
happened.
From God.
Goodness.
So she had child after child. She had four kids before she was even 18 years old. I mean, can you even imagine?
No.
And
goodness.
Then going out and singing at night, because she was the breadwinner as well. So huge challenges, and still manages to be this successful first queen of country music. Yeah, incredible story even now for me. I've told it 100 times.
I bet you have, yes.
Yeah, it's still incredible to me.
Well, it is such a remarkable story, and look, anyone that knows of Loretta Lynn and the, you know, her story would certainly appreciate what you're saying there. What made you decide to do this?
Well, I originally, back in the day, I was June Carter in a Johnny Cash show, and I loved it, but, you know, having an ego, I didn't have enough songs.
Oh, okay.
So June only sort of came on stage for three or four songs, and I wanted more. But it really showed me that there is a place for country music in the theatre. I mean, that's where it started. So to get it back in the theatre was a real goal, and I was trying to think who I could portray convincingly. I knew I was two assets short of being Dolly Parton, so I had to...
Oh, goodness.
I had to look at someone else, and I saw Loretta, excuse me, and I thought, I actually look a bit like her. And then I saw her story and how cheeky her songs are, and I relate to that very much. So, she's got a huge sense of humour, but also pushing the boundaries politically, having songs banned from being played on the radio. You know, One's on the Way and The Pill. She had these songs that she wrote about contraception, and they just would not allow it.
So, oh, good night. You know,
yeah, she got banned, and I just thought that was really cool. So I just sort of one thing led to another. And it's, I guess at the time too, I was pretty new in country music, so people didn't really know me, but they knew Loretta, so they would sort of take a punt. So it helped me also to build a fan base as well.
Yeah, okay. Oh, that's terrific. Look, just talking about you, I mean, back in, what was it, 2015 or 2012, you supported the great Kenny Rogers.
Yeah, I mean, he's my number one favourite American male artist. I grew up listening to Kenny Rogers in the car with a tape, you know. We had Kenny Rogers' 20 Greatest Hits. And I think that's where I got my love of lyrics from.
Okay.
I don't think he wrote many of his own songs, but he certainly had a way of choosing them.
Yeah.
And just the way he sang was almost a bit like he was telling a story, wasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. So that must have been a great experience for you to support someone like that.
Yeah, I know. And I remember being on... Excuse me, I've got a frog in my throat. I remember being on stage and my family was in the audience, and I remember saying, this is the greatest moment of my life. And then I realised that my husband was out there, and obviously my wedding should have been the greatest and the birth of my children. But
yeah, of course.
But come on.
Yeah, really, Kenny Rogers.
Yeah. And then I got to do it again. So I actually supported him twice.
That's brilliant.
Magical man.
And then also the likes of Lee Koenigan, Becky Cole, Troy Cassidaly, and you know, many others as well.
Yeah, I've had a really cool career. It's never been my number one priority. So I think that's why when things like that happen, I can really sit back and enjoy it. You know, I'm a wife and a mother, so I sort of, that's my priority. I live in the country, so getting on a plane is not as easy as just sort of hopping into the metro area. And so anything that happens like these great moments, like supporting those amazing people and travelling to Gympie Muster and Tamworth Country Music Festival, they're just golden moments that I can really appreciate, I think. So having not been raised as a young girl in that environment, I think kind of is an advantage sometimes. To really appreciate the moments more.
Yeah, okay. And you spent some time in Nashville too, didn't you?
Yeah.
What was that like?
You're probably not going to like my answer. They have, like, I'm a massive coffee fan, and the coffee in Nashville is just the pits.
Oh, look, I've heard American coffee in general.
No, it's awful. They put, like, a syrup in it or something. But I really went to Nashville because, as you probably can tell, I love old school country music.
The way it used to be.
The way it used to be, exactly. So for me to record an album with an Australian, Sam Hawksley, who lives in Nashville, was kind of perfect. And he is excellent at gauging what his artists love and need, and what's going to give him the kicks. And so he got me Dolly Parton's drummer. He had... some amazing, I can't even think now, Emmylou Harris, and yet Linda Ronstadt's pedal steel player.
Oh, yes.
Just amazing musicians that have played with people that I, of course, would give my right arm to meet. So going to Nashville and experiencing that, if I could go to Nashville and spend every day in a recording studio, I'd go again.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but I'm such an Aussie. I love Australia.
Yeah, fantastic. Good on you. So... Nashville, you came back, what was about, that was a while ago, 2013 or something,
I've
think.
Yeah, I've actually been to Nashville twice to record. I recorded How It Used To Be, the album there.
Yes.
And then my latest album called Pretty Pennies, that was vocally recorded at Felicity Urquhart's studio on the Central Coast, but the band and the music was all done over in Nashville, so I kind of cheated that time. I just didn't want to go back again, but I still use the musicians and the recording studios over there.
Yeah, okay. Fantastic.
Yeah.
So you've come back, and you've won quite a few. I mean, you're a multi-talented award-winning performer in your own right, aren't you?
I think I probably want to call myself I probably would have been the most nominated.
Nominated?
I don't know that I've won that many. I would like to have. But I think I seem to win more awards in golf than I do in country.
Yes.
In country music. But, I actually, it's like winning the lottery. I get really cross when I don't win the lottery, but I don't enter them. So, you know, you think about, I don't enter the awards as much as what I used to when I first started out, because it's just not really, I'm not in it for that. I'm kind of just, my biggest goal in country music is to have good crowds.
Yeah.
I mean, you can win all the awards in the world, but to turn it over into concert ticket sales is the next big challenge.
Yeah, sure.
And having Coal Miner's Daughter, I mean, we toured last year. We did October, November in Queensland and Victoria. We did Rockhampton and Toowoomba and all those places. And we were playing to 800 people on those shows. Rockhampton was over 1,000 people. And that was right when she passed away.
Okay.
She passed away a year ago, just on the 4th of October. We've just gone past it.
Yeah.
So playing to those numbers is better than any award I could win, I guess. Until I win one.
You'll change your story then.
Yeah, but I remember last October we were on stage in the opening night for the tour in Adelaide at Her Majesty's Theatre, and we were singing Loretta's songs for the first time since COVID, and she passed away while we were singing her songs in Australia in real time in Tennessee.
Oh,
so that was
fantastic.
Such an eerie feeling, and we didn't realise that until the next morning when my phone was ringing off the hook with radio wanting to have interviews and things she had passed away. It was really, really sad, really sad.
I mean, she was 90, I believe, when she passed, and what a
just
long...
a couple of years past that.
Yeah, goodness.
Incredible. She should live forever, really. If you're
absolutely.
A country music angel, you should live forever.
Look, you're keeping the stories and songs alive with the Coal Miner's Daughter.
Yeah,
which we'll
it's
get
really
to...
important that we keep on singing her songs. I think Dolly Parton and Patsy Cline's songs, they seem to always get a spin.
Yes.
Even Tammy Wynette. But I think Loretta, for whatever reason, sometimes slips off the radar. So, you know, when she passed, it was really good to see her music being played on the radio in tribute to her. That's our job now, is to get up on stage and keep telling that story and keep singing her songs.
Yeah, absolutely. Just one other thing I want to ask you. Cruising country, what was it like performing on a cruise ship?
Oh, it was such a smart little career move too, because, you know, you've got 2,000 or 3,000 country music lovers on a boat. They
can't
jump
go anywhere.
They have to sit there and listen. What's the alternative?
Oh, what a captive audience.
Yeah, and it's like, you know, you could spend a year travelling Australia and trying to reach those people in each town cost you a fortune. So it was a really clever thing that the cruising country people did. I think I did about 3 or 4 of those cruises.
Yep.
Fabulous. I mean, I get a little bit seasick, but aside from that, fabulous, fabulous time. I mean, if people are looking at getting onto cruises again, cruising country do a fabulous job with the country music cruises. Yeah.
That's a great idea, isn't it?
Oh, fantastic.
And then the Tamworth Country Music Festival.
Yeah, well, I sort of did 10 years of Tamworth, and then I had what I called my 10-year long service leave.
Ah, yes.
It's school holidays.
Of course.
In ASA, and I've got kids, and I thought, you know, wouldn't that be nice? And then after that, we had 2 years of COVID, so
yeah.
I missed 3 years of Tamworth.
Okay.
This year, I took Coal Miner's Daughter to Tamworth for the first time in the town hall, and it was just fantastic. We had about 600 people there. That's not too bad considering there's competition in town around the same time. But we're exactly going again this year.
Yeah, you're going to end up there on the 24th of January next year, aren't you?
Yeah, and we have another show there too. We're just in the throes of doubling down on that one, but it's called Man, I Feel Like a Woman, and it's a bit of Shania, Linda Ronstadt, Tammy Wynette and Emmylou Harris. So that's also, actually they're both selling right now. They're actually, the tickets are selling quite well, which is so funny. It's like we're busting our butts to get these tickets sold for this next tour that we're doing in Port Macquarie, Singleton, yes, Queen Bean and Belrose. And also we've got Queensland in November.
Yep.
But there's Tamworth just selling all on its own.
Yeah, that's great, isn't it?
Yeah, it's good. It's really good.
Yep. So Port Macquarie, 26th, Singleton the 27th, and then us down here in near Queen Bean on the 28th.
Yeah.
You're geared up for that?
We are, and I'm happy to say to your listeners that at the moment you're winning the race. You've sold the most tickets out of those four venues that we're coming to.
Oh, that's brilliant.
So if you're thinking about coming along, get on the website.
Get on quick.
Yeah, book your tickets. We'd love to... We don't know if we'll be coming back again, so it could be the only chance you get to see us. So if you love country music, you'll love it.
I believe you're coming to Goulburn on the 11th of February.
Yes, next year.
So that's sort of same distance from us here in Braidwood to Queen Bean, from Braidwood to Goulburn.
Well, so it's come and see it twice.
Yeah, absolutely. So look, if you do unfortunately miss out, you can get to Goulburn at the Performing Arts Centre down there.
Terrific. Excellent.
So that's great. So look, you weave antidotes and comedy through a traditional and contemporary catalogue of hits. It's an all singing, all dancing type affair, isn't it, from what I've seen on the socials?
Yeah, it's funny you say that because it does have its really funny moments because Loretta is a bit of a card. But it also has those moments where she does, she's lost people in her life that are close to her. Patsy Cline, of course, is in the show, and we all know what happened to Patsy Cline in the end.
Yes.
So that's a tragedy that we cover. So, yeah, it becomes really sad. We know that people love it. We know they laugh. But after the show, I often get someone come up to me and say, "You made me cry."
Oh.
And I say, "Well, that's not my intention, but I understand."
Yeah, look, it's just good that you can still draw that emotion from people in shows like this.
Yes, I mean, isn't it good that people still have emotion these days?
Oh, absolutely. And look, we still need entertainment, and we need an outlet for, things like that. And it's good that you can get out and about. As you say, back when COVID was about, people weren't doing or seeing anything. So
yes. And the other thing I wanted to mention, which I forgot, was that the other tours that we've done, that the ticket price, we've reduced the ticket price because we're hearing a lot that, government, they're loving telling us about the cost of living.
Sure.
But we've dropped the price by $20. So if you're thinking about going, it's just not really that much to pay to sit down and just forget about all your troubles just for 2.5 hours. Just get in there and you'll just absolutely love it. If you don't really go to the theatre or you're not into country music, you will still love it, I promise. It's just a beautiful show.
Fantastic. So it's about a 2.5 hour show with a 20-minute interval, so you get plenty of time to enjoy those songs and antidotes and all the professionalism of all of you. So how are you getting on with, how's everyone gelling for the show?
Well, we've been together for well over 10 years.
10 years, goodness.
It's longer than some marriages last.
It is, actually.
And I'm sure we've wanted to kill each other a couple of times, but I've had the same band. They're called The Holy Men.
The Holy Men, yes.
Since I began singing country music, so it'd be almost about 18 years probably we've been together. And they love the show as much as I do. And they're just totally on board with the whole thing. And Lizzie, she came into the group when we started Spencer Miner's Daughter back in 2017. So I guess that we're all still there. Original cast is a bit of a testament to how much we love it. And we have a pedal steel player in the band, which, of course, if you're a true country music band, you need a pedal steel player, which is like your lap guitar.
Yes.
That beautiful sound that brings all the sorrow. And we have a bass player, a lead guitarist, and of course a drummer. And then there's myself.
And then yourself.
And, Loretta and Patsy up the front.
Terrific.
So, yeah, it's just really fabulous. Actually, the Patsy Cline part of the show I mean, I know it's a Loretta Lynn show, and of course, if I'm playing the role, I'd love to be the best part of the show. But when Patsy Cline comes out, the crowd just go nuts.
Oh, it's fantastic.
A really fabulous part of the show. Everyone loves Patsy.
Of course they do. Mm. And I believe you're doing your meet and greet after the show.
I always go down to the foyer after the show. We have merchandise down there, of course, so I try and take as much money as I possibly can from the people.
Absolutely. Why not?
Yeah, and then I'll just be down there, you know, to say hello to everybody if they want to come and say hello.
Oh, that's fantastic. Great. So that's Saturday, 28th of October, Coal Miner's Daughter, presented by Amber Joy Poulin and the crew. It certainly sounds like a terrific show, and from what I've seen of the shorts on that you've been posting, just brilliant, brilliant singing, and it's coming together well. So we look forward to that.
Fabulous. And good luck. If anyone's got any questions or anything, they can just go to the website, coalminersdaughter.com.au.
Fantastic. Yep, I'm sure we'll put that up there so people can find that as well. So, all right, I think we've covered pretty well it, and I'm sure you've got a busy schedule with other commitments today.
It doesn't stop, Gordon.
I bet it doesn't, but that's what it's all about.
That's right. Thanks so much for having me on your show and having a great chat about it. It's fantastic.
And look, we're gonna go out with a number shortly. But Amber, thanks for joining us. Good luck at Singleton and Port Macquarie. Good warm up shows before you come to Queanbeyan.
You beauty. Thank you so much.
Good on you. Bye for now.
Bye.
So, Amber Joy Poulin coming up in Queanbeyan, as I mentioned, and we'll go out with a little promo for the show and a number called Break Even.
Tribute to the legendary Loretta Lynn. Starring Amber Joy Poulin with friends Dennis Sermon as Conway Twitty and Lizzie Moore as Patsy Cline. Featuring all of your favourite songs from Loretta, Patsy, Dolly, Tammy Wynette, Willie Nelson and Conway Twitty.
Miner's Daughter. Don't miss out. Tickets on sale now. I used to think that you were Mr. Right. Boy, I finally saw the light. Things aren't always quite what they seem. Sometimes you listen, but you never hear. One side and out the other ear. So pay attention, let me make this perfectly clear. You gotta give me something, something to believe in. Boy, you gotta give it up, I ain't got enough for two. A little more loving, a little more squeezing. I just wanna break even if I bet my heart on you. It would only take a minute to put your heart back in it. You push me to the limit one last time. I'm not gonna cry one more tear. I put away all my fears. If you're gonna second guess me, baby, I'll be gone. I bet my heart on you. I just wanna break even if I bet my heart.
This is Braidwood FM.